You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's joining us now on the hotline. He's the senior NBA writer for Bleacher Report. He's Howard Beck. Hi, Howard.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, we're doing well despite a dismal, miserable, awful, whatever kind of word you want to throw in there, performance by the Cavaliers yesterday. Most stunning.
This is why people shouldn't be sports fans. It's just misery.
See, isn't that the truth? Most stunning thing that you thought about yesterday's game, Cavs lost to the Pacers.
The most stunning thing?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if there was any one thing, really. And in a way, I'm not that stunned. I mean, as I'm sure you guys know from frequent conversations over the last several months, I've never been that convinced that this team was very good, this Cavs team. LeBron is still LeBron, and he's maybe even a better LeBron than he's been in other years. He's been phenomenal. It's the supporting cast that's concerned me all along, before the trades, after the trades. And the Pacers are better than people gave them credit for, I among them, by the way. And, you know, but I'm not that stunned by what happened yesterday, to be honest. This didn't feel to me like some massive upset as it would have felt in a prior year. And, you know, the fact is, yeah, LeBron's never lost a game one, but these things are not forever. And the way they've been playing all season, they've been playing with fire, and that's the kind of thing that happens.
Howard, did you think they were a better team after the trade? Because Jeff and I were talking before that you had said earlier in the season, before all the trades, that you thought this might be the worst team LeBron's ever been on. And after the trades, then what was your thoughts on the Cavs?
Well, just to make sure the line of demarcation is correct, what I had said before was that I thought that this was the worst supporting cast he'd had since he left Cleveland the first time in 2010.
Fair enough.
So it was basically that since that team, the Antoine Jameson, Shaquille O'Neal team, this is the worst supporting cast he's had. And I think objectively that was just true back in November when I wrote it, and it's still true after those trades. Look, the trades made them better. They got rid of a lot of either ill-fitting or broken-down pieces. I don't think there's any dispute at all that the guys they got are better than the guys they had. But it didn't move them forward by miles. It moved them forward by, you know, feet, I guess. They got younger and more athletic, and all the things that go with that. But as I've said all along, he's still missing that Kyrie Irving or Dwayne Wade type, that true second star. That doesn't mean Kevin Love's not a star. It just means he doesn't do all the things that those guys do. And so there's way too much on LeBron to be the primary playmaker, creator, scorer, and everything else, rebounder many nights as well. On top of that, you've got guys who had been, you know, essential pieces of those conference title teams who just aren't who they were anymore, or going through something. So Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith, the old J.R. resurfaces now and then, but not often enough. And Tristan Thompson, I don't even know what to make of him.
Neither does anyone here, Howard, if that helps you any. Howard Beck joining us, senior NBA writer for Bleacher Report. The one thing that I feared, Howard, heading into this for the Cavs, I've always had confidence that they could put it together if they had a chance to put it together. And yet they haven't had that chance. Yesterday was the first game since the trade deadline that they had everybody on the floor together. And I think it's a dangerous thought to think that you can just flip that switch and be good to go. And I don't know if yesterday was the perfect example of that or if it was an aberration, but boy, it certainly backed up my fear of what could be the big issue in this series.
It's not an aberration to the extent that the Indiana Pacers are a legitimately good team with a blossoming star in Victor Oladipo. So there's nothing fluky about losing to that team. The idea of the flipping the switch, dangerous, all that, I agree with you. And I think that the fact is, when we talk about the Cavs flipping the switch and the fact that there's a track record of them having done it in the past, those were different Cavaliers teams. This one is dramatically different from top to bottom, aside from LeBron James. And, you know, there's only so much he can do. He can set a tone. He can, crank it up another notch, as we have seen him do many times. But if there's nobody else coming along with him, or if they don't have the talent to do so, then that's a problem. And the fact is, yeah, they haven't been whole. and that has disrupted them somewhat. If they'd had this group from day one, or at least healthy since the trade deadline, would they be a little more cohesive? Maybe. But the talent level still has a ceiling on it. There just aren't a lot of real, you know, obvious plus players there. You've got a lot of you know, pretty good, not great. And, you know, that said, you look at that Pacers team, it's not as if they are brimming with superstars either. Oladipo aside, it's, you know, a solid group. Miles Turner may turn into a star. He's got some of the early signs are good with him. But the rest of it is your typical, you know, mishmash of veterans who've been around and are been playing together at least for a full season. So they have that advantage. They have a cohesion that the Cavs haven't. But I think we should have known by now, given how bad the Cavs were all season, defensively in particular, that this was not a team that could just go into the playoffs and become somebody else.
Howard, I'm just curious. If the Cavs get out of the series? If they don't win, do they get out of the series?
I don't know. I've said, you know, from the get-go that almost nothing would surprise me. Before the playoffs started, when we all have to make our predictions and someone says, you know, are the Cavs coming out of the East? I said, yeah, I give them the benefit of the doubt because of LeBron James and because nobody else in the East really looks like a world beater. They've all got their flaws. There's not a single one of them that you could point to and think that's a really strong team. There's nobody on the level of like the Warriors or the Rockets or powerhouses of the past. So the East in a way feels pretty open. You give the benefit of the doubt to the Cavs because of LeBron, but that's it. I can't make any more convincing case for them than anyone else. And that they lost yesterday certainly feels like a potential crisis point. Now they go out and win game two and turn it around, we may all well be forgotten. Right. But, I've said all season, this is as vulnerable as a LeBron James team has been in a very long time. And so, as I say, I can't say I'm shocked yesterday based on the fact that vulnerability was evident all along.
Howard Beck joining us, senior writer, Bleacher Report. Howard, with that in mind, does LeBron's future team, future decision, future years come down to a playoff series? Or is there more to it than that?
It may.
Or a postseason, excuse me.
What's that?
Or an entire postseason.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've always thought that this postseason would be a massive determining factor. It won't be the only one, but it'll be a massive determining factor because he's 33 and 15 years in, and he has to decide wherever he signs his next deal, whether that's in Cleveland or somewhere else, whether that's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, wherever that is, it's probably his last stop. And if he still wants to win titles, and I'm pretty sure he does, and he's still got the ability to lead the team to titles because of the way he's still playing at this age, my thought was always he's going to finish the season, wherever that is, April, May, June. He's going to step back and he's going to look at the group he was just with and say, is this a group I think I can continue contending with? And if the answer is no, then I think there's a decent chance he's out the door. But the complicating factor there is, are there other moves that can be made? You know, if they lose, let's say they get out of the first round, they lose in the second round, and it's clear that that team is not built to win titles or contend anymore. Can Kobe Altman in that front office go to him and say, listen, we got some ideas, we got some things on the table, we're going to flip Kevin Love for three new starters, we're going to, you know, flip the Nets pick, or we're going to wait till the lottery, let's see if the Nets pick jumps up. You know, maybe that becomes something. Not a guy who can help us right now, but maybe becomes something valuable that we can flip for other teams. Like, if they have moves that can be made to try to improve the roster, then, you know, then it's a different set of circumstances to deal with. But I think if he goes out early, and early as anything before the finals, then I think he has to question whether or not the Cavs have what it takes to keep him contending for the rest of his career.
Howard Beck joining us, senior writer for Bleacher Report. The rest of the playoffs, everything else went as it was supposed to, except for New Orleans winning up in Portland. You expect anything shocking out of the first round? And I'm not going to say the Cavs loss would be shocking because it is a 4-5 seed.
Yeah, well, and that's the funny thing. Like, we've got it's a strange year. I mean, and in a good way for the most part. There's a lot of volatility. You know, Boston needed overtime to win that game. Wouldn't have been surprised if Milwaukee had pulled off the upset with no Kyrie Irving. The best player in that series is probably Giannis. And so could the Bucks pull an upset over a banged-up Celtics team? Sure. Can the Pelicans, who have already snatched game one and stolen home court advantage, pull off an upset against a Portland team that had a really good regular season but that has not been very predictable itself or consistent itself? Yeah, that's a possibility. Jazz over Thunder wouldn't be an upset, to your point, of a five against a four, and they even have identical records. But it would feel that way, given the star power of the Thunder. I wouldn't rule that one out. I wouldn't rule out Pacers over Cavs. This is as much, I think, first-round volatility as we've seen in some time.
All right, Howard, I'll leave you with this question just because you don't want to but you will not just stick to sports, as your Twitter site says. you're in Cleveland right now, and the Hall of Fame inductions were on Saturday for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Your thoughts, Bon Jovi, The Cars, Dire Straits, Moody Blues, Nina Simone, Sister Rosetta Tharpe?
I wish I were in Cleveland. I wish I had been able to go out there for that. The Cars were my favorite band in high school. That was my first concert, so thrilled for The Cars. Liked the Moody Blues. Had my Bon Jovi moments, as we all did at some point, but kind of put it behind me a long time ago. But, great overall class, and love The Cars. Long overdue for them.
All right, just wanted to make sure. We wanted to make sure that we had the full breath of your knowledge during this interview. So,
Howard, we'll be back in touch, bugging you during the rest of the playoffs, and we hope for the Cavaliers' sake that lasts through next week and then some. So we'll be back in touch.
Appreciate it, fellas. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.